Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the basics of Christianity was recorded at our 2009 South Africa Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
I've been preaching on when we get born again that we become a brand new person, and I haven't got time to go back through that. If I try and summarize what I've said, I'll re-preach it. So I need to get started and move on. But basically, I could say this, that I'm saying you've got everything in Christ. In your spirit, you're already complete. And this morning I was making the point that you aren't complete until the next time you sin. But the scripture says you have been perfected forever. That's not true about your physical body, and it's not true about your soul, your mental, emotional part. But in your spirit, you are as perfect right now as Jesus is. You're as perfect as you will ever be in eternity. One third of your salvation is already complete, finalized. It's done. And the rest of the Christian life is just renewing your mind and acting out what is already true about you in your spirit. Your three parts, spirit, soul, and body. If you get your soul, which is your mental part, in agreement with your body and just go by how you feel and how things look, then that shuts off the power that's in your spirit. But if you get your mind in agreement with your spirit, then it's two against one. And your body will just experience the life of God, the joy of God, and all of these things. I had a number of people tonight ask me some questions kind of along these lines about if I've already got this raising from the dead power on the inside of me, then why aren't I healed? And why doesn't it just change my body? And how come I'm still depressed and still discouraged? And here's the answer to that. God is a spirit, John 4:24. God doesn't have, He doesn't give you physical healing. He doesn't give you money. I talked about that in the offering. The scripture says, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, that God gives you the power or the anointing to get wealth. He doesn't give you money. God doesn't have money. And He doesn't counterfeit South African rand. God doesn't make money. What He does is give you an anointing. That's intangible. It's a spiritual thing. And then faith is what takes things from the spirit and brings them into the physical realm. It's the same thing with healing. God doesn't give you healing. God doesn't just heal you. He has given you the power that He used to heal when He was here on the earth. You now have that power and authority, and it is your faith that makes that power release from the spirit into the physical. You know, you could use it like this. Let's say that over on the other side of that pole is all spiritual things, and over on the other side of this pole is all physical things. The soul, or your mental and emotional part, is the part of you that's in between, and it's like a bridge. The only way to get the spiritual things that God does to manifest themselves into the physical realm, it has to pass through the soul or over this bridge. And if your soul is not thinking spiritually, if you aren't operating in faith, instead, if the soul is dominated by what you can see, taste, hear, smell, and feel, then it's like breaking that bridge. There's no way for the spirit to get into the physical realm except through a soul. That's a mouthful. Some of you may not understand how important that is, but that's super important. God uses people. God flows through people. If it was just up to God, if God wants you well, you'd be well, then every person would be well, because it is God's will for you to be well. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2 says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." It's God's will. He's already provided healing, but not every person is well because our bridge isn't working. We've got a break somewhere. You could also look at it like this. It's like in your car. you have a battery and you have battery cables that transfer that power that's in the battery through those cables to the starter, and that makes your car start and run. And I actually one time had a car, and this is when I was a teenager, and I wasn't very sharp. I'm not much sharper now, but at least I've learned some things. But I tried to fix that car. I did everything I could. And you know what the problem was? A loose battery cable. I replaced the starter, the solenoid, the alternator. I worked on everything. I put a brand new battery in it. I did everything I could. And after months of working on that, I gave that car away, and the guy tightened the battery cable. There was a loose connection. And it was this loose connection that kept the power of the battery from transferring over here and starting something. The reason many of us, we have the power of God if you're born again, but the reason you aren't seeing it works because there's a loose connection. You got a wire loose. Something's not making contact. You aren't thinking right. And the power of God has to flow from your spirit through your soul into your body. Healing doesn't come from the outside. It comes from the inside. You already have the same power that raised Christ from the dead on the inside, but it's got to go through your soul. And you know, this is why we lay hands on people. I don't know if you've ever thought about this, but if you have a car battery that's not working, you know how you start that car? You pull another car up that their car is running, and you put jumper cables or jump leads. What do you call it here? You put jump leads on it, and the power that's in the car that's running goes through those jump leads and reaches the starter and starts the car. So it's like that. If you were born again, you've got the power of God in your spirit. But if you've got a loose wire up here and you aren't making connections and you can't release this power into your spirit, what you do is pull up next to somebody else who their mind is working and they can release the power of God, and they put their jump leads on you. They lay hands on you, and we bypass your brain and get to your body through me. That's what laying hands on people is. But the only thing is, you can't depend on me to always be around to jumpstart you. You need to get your connections working. You need to start thinking properly and start releasing this power of God. Let me share some things with you. Turn to Hebrews chapter 11 and look at this verse. This is a familiar passage of Scripture, but maybe you can look at it in a new way now that you've understood some things about you're a brand new person in the Spirit. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Faith is substance. Faith is real. Faith is tangible. You know, this pulpit is substance. It has substance to it. You can see it. You can touch it. When you say that something is substance, then that means that it is real. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It didn't say the evidence of things that don't exist. They do exist. They just exist in an unseen realm. You know, let me just warn you that for you to understand what I'm trying to say tonight, you're going to have to think. And most people don't want to come to church and think. You just want to be entertained. You want somebody to give you a pep rally and encouragement so that you can feel good. But it'll help you if you'll use your head for something besides a hat rack. Amen? Think. Most people think. Here's the way that I was brought up. Faith is something you do when things aren't real. And if you'll do it long enough and believe it hard enough, it will become real. That's what most people think. When it comes to healing, people think, well, I'm not healed. I'm sick. I've got a doctor's report to prove that I'm sick. I've got pain to prove that I'm sick. I can see this thing, and I know that I'm sick. And most people think that what you see, taste, hear, smell, and feel is real, and that's all that there is real. And so what most people call faith, they'll say, all right, I'm sick, but the Bible says I'm healed, and the preacher says that if I'll believe it, then I'll get healed, and so I'm going to say that I'm healed when I know I'm not healed. And if I'll say it long enough, then it'll become real. So faith is saying something that isn't so, and if you'll say it long enough, it'll become so. That's what most people think faith is. And that's not true. And that's what gives faith a bad name, is people out there and they're saying, I'm healed. And everybody looks at you and it's obvious you're sick. You got this huge growth, goiter or something, and you're going around, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. And they think, you aren't healed. You're sick. No, that's not there. I don't see it. It's not real. I don't believe it. That's not what faith is. Faith isn't denying that bad things happen and that you've got something wrong. That's not faith. Faith isn't just faking it until it becomes real. And yet that's what most people think. If you can understand what I've said up to this point, now here is a truth that could set you free. You have a spirit, and in the spirit you have been given raising from the dead power, the same power that raised Christ from the dead. In the spirit you are perfect and healthy and whole. And true faith isn't sitting there and denying that my body hurts, that I can see when the truth is you can't see. That's not faith. Faith is not denying that the physical world exists, but you just deny that that's all that there is. You say, I am not only a physical body, I have a spirit, and in my spirit I've got the same power that raised Christ from the dead. I've got the anointing of God living on the inside of me, and so I take my authority. And God told me in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, that death and life are in the power of my tongue. And so I'm going to speak death to sickness, and I curse that pain, and I command you, pain, to get out of my body, and I am healed.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the almost too good to be true news of the gospel. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 South Africa Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM238 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
Again today, I would like to encourage any of you who have not yet become partners with us to join up and become partners. You know, there's about 1% of the people who actually receive from these programs who ever write in and help us financially. And I'm not complaining about this. I'm just saying that it ought to be much greater. It really should be. You know, I believe that these truths need to get out to everybody in the world, but I can't do it by myself. I'm willing to make the programs. I'm willing to do all of the work, but we need people to help us. How can they preach except they be sent? I'm asking you to send me. I'm asking you to pray about it and then call and become a monthly partner with us today.